Now, that brings up to our chapter here, chapter 38 that Merv read. Now, the tables are turned here. Something else happens that's very unique and different. Job's had his turn to ask questions. So have Bildad, Zophar, Elihu, Eliezer. There's your quiz for next week. I'm going to ask you that right when we start worship. What are the names of those friends, all right? They have their turn, but now it's different. Yahweh speaks. Did you catch it in verse 1? Who's doing the talking here? And actually, if you count the questions from chapter 38 to the end of the book of Job, guess who does all the talking? Yahweh, God. God does all the talking. And guess who doesn't say anything? Job says nothing. Now, what is God saying to Job? I'm going to put it in my own words so you can get a picture of what was just read. I think when I give you a picture, you can just take it home. What God is saying is this. The universe is massive and complex. Consider this. The earth, for example, compared to the sun up above us, the earth, its diameter is 109 times smaller than the sun. That's tiny. The volume of the sun, if you put it all together, you could fit 1 million Earths in the sun. That's kind of wild, isn't it? Now consider the Milky Way galaxy that we live in. Think about this. To go to one end of the Milky Way galaxy all the way to the other end, it would take 104,000 light years. That's wild. Then in our own galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, there are over 100 billion stars in that galaxy. Now consider this. The Milky Way galaxy is one of billions of galaxies. Is that crazy? We're just here. We're here, right here, 2540 Applegate Street. And God's saying, I did all this. And then he starts talking to Job. Hey, Job, see what I did? Where were you when I laid down the foundations of the earth? Job's getting nervous at this point. Then God says, essentially, the morning star that rises up, it rises to sing my praise. That's why it rises. And then God goes on and basically says, do you see everything that's here? Are you equal to me, Job? Have you considered the power and mightiness that I have just to preserve what I've created and keep it in alignment? Job says, absolutely nothing. Again, God gives 70 questions here. Job doesn't respond one iota. Nothing. It's quite startling. I think you could almost compare this moment to something like this. It would be like the ball boy for the Portland Trailblazers telling Damian Lillard that his shot's off. You don't do that. It's kind of like the guy that works for the Yankees telling, you know, the ball boy telling Babe Ruth how to stand in the box. This is like the clay telling the potter what it should be doing. This is ridiculous. And what we find out is that there's kind of a miscommunication here between Job and God. They're asking questions, they're going back, they're really not understanding. It's good to ask questions. I want to encourage all of us to ask questions. It's not a sin. That's good. But God doesn't reveal who he is through questions. There's another way. Remember what I said? Another way to get to know someone is when you go through a storm with them and there's challenge and there's turbulence and there's difficulty and you make it through with them and you're bonded to them. My friends, that is how Job gets to know God in Job chapter 38. See, this whole thing that we read in Job chapter 38 happens in a windstorm. There's thunder, there's lightning, there's hail, so to speak, in what was read. This is like a category 5 type storm. And for the very first time in the book, this is kind of advanced Bible study stuff here, but I want you to remember this. In the very first time in the entire book of Job, God's name changes. There's a shift here. From chapters 1 through 37, The term to describe God is in the Hebrew called Elohim, which in translation means Almighty. God is mighty and powerful. In chapter 38, there's a switch. And his name is, what's your guess? Yahweh. That means I am. But why make the shift here? I am means I'm present. I'm here with you. You know, that term Yahweh occurs at storms in the history in the Bible and at important points where there's kind of conflict going on. So here's some background with that divine name Yahweh. When Moses goes to the burning bush in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, he goes to the bush and God says, what does God say? I am who I am, Yahweh. That's Yahweh right there. Moses knew who God was. Skip to the Gospels, John's Gospel especially, with the I am statements. You see this pattern repeated. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He uses this has a special name. It's called the Tetragrammaton. In other words, it's got four consonants, Yahweh. In this moment here, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He was telling his disciples that he was with them, he was here, he was present in the storms of their life.